It's Monday, July 25th, 2011. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed. Give it up, slam it, jam it to the pump, pump. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, that is so super good right there. That is the one, the only, the Lion of Zimbabwe, Thomas Mapfumo, doing the song Njigadiraro. However you say it, I don't know. It's from his new album called Exile, which I picked up when I saw him perform very recently here in New York City. Fantastic show. Man, that Thomas Mapfumo, he knows how to perform even in his elder years. He is still quite the showman. And what a great set. And he opened the show with that song. And when I went out to the merch table and he had this album for sale, I was like, wow, I've never seen that before. So I picked it up. I thought maybe it was like only released at the show, or, you know, I didn't know what it was, but it was the new album. And apparently it's coming out soon, so I guess I got it early, but you can pre-order it from Amazon, and I think it's coming out in August. So look for that. And if you like Thomas Mapumo, definitely want to pick up his earlier stuff, which, you know, he's got like a whole back catalog, obviously. And I would say start with the Hallelujah Chicken Run Band, which that's his first band and my favorite work of his. So really great stuff. Also, I shortened that song a little bit, but no, you know, it was long. I made it shorter. You're welcome. Okay. Up next, speaking of stuff from Africa, how about Children of Africa, The Story of Us? That's right, Symphony of Science is back. This incredible Symphony of Science. You know how I love them. It's John Boswell out in Washington State. He does these auto-tune songs crafted from samples of scientists talking about science. And they're so good. And I know when you think of auto-tune and you think of, like, you know, auto-tune the news and like funny YouTube videos, and it's all kind of like ridiculous or campy or silly or something. That is not this. Like, Symphony of Science, it's really not. I mean, the first time you listen to it, maybe you think it's kind of funny, but like, it's so sincere and it's so inspiring and wonderful. It's kind of moving, actually, more than anything else, I would say. And Children of Africa, in particular, The Story of Us, this is his newest song. And it's so great. It samples heavily from Alice Roberts' series for the BBC, The Incredible Human Journey, which tells this whole story in five parts of how ancient humans basically left Africa and took over the whole world. And then the chorus that they use in the song is the scientist saying,
"These beings, with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space."
It puts this whole human journey into perspective, and really, it's honestly, I find it kind of moving. It's great. And I love all the samples, and I love the story that it tells, and I love the song itself. I think the songs are really good, even if at first listen you kind of think, oh, this is kind of, you know, funny, like auto-tune song, but they're really not. They're really great. So Children of Africa, The Story of Us, so great. And then the second one we're gonna hear is The Big Beginning, which it's a little more traditional in the canon of Symphony of Science. It's got your Hawking and your Dawkins and your Carl Sagans and talking about the Big Bang, and it's also great. My favorite part in that one is the,
"It was the beginning of the universe and of time itself."
The way that Hawking's, you know, computer voice has been pitch tuned, it's so great. I love it. Anyway, so really great music right here from Symphony of Science, and you definitely want to check out the videos, and you can download all the songs for free. He's just released a new Symphony of Science bundle, which includes 11 tracks, and they're all great stuff. I love them. They've got the old ones, the Carl Sagan ones with the, if you want to make an apple pie from scratch, you first have to invent the universe and everything. It's all so good. So here we go. Symphony of Science with Children of Africa, The Story of Us, and The Big Beginning. Where else but right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Man is a singular creature. He has a set of gifts which make him unique among the animals, so that unlike them, he is not a figure in the landscape, he is the shape of the landscape.
We are all children of Africa, children of Africa. They say this is where it all began, this is where it all began.
In a parched African landscape, man first put his foot to the ground,
Africa was our only home for tens of thousands of years, until a small handful of people made their way. Ocean of Africa.
These beings with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space. These beings with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space.
We are all children of Africa, children of Africa. This landscape has been home to humans 200,000 years.
We have come so far, all of this is cause for great celebration. We have come so far, this about us.
Those early Europeans, were people like you and me.
It is humbling
when you see the challenges they faced. People like you and me overcame the Neanderthals. People like you and me made it through the Ice Age.
These beings missiles and their machines into interplanetary space.
We are not the only beings, not the only beings. With personalities, minds and feelings, minds and chimpanzees have very clear personalities, minds and feelings.
Take a chimp brain fetally and let it go two or three more rounds of division, division. Out comes symphonies and ideology.
We are not the only beings.
Everything that we are that distinguishes us from chimps emerges from that 1% difference in DNA.
People like you and me overcame the Neanderthals. People like you and me made it through the Ice Age.
These beings, with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space. These beings, with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space.
Using his burgeoning intelligence, this most successful of all mammals has exploited the environment to produce food for an ever-increasing population. Instead of controlling the environment for the benefit of the population, perhaps it's time we control the population to allow the survival of the environment.
Those early Europeans were people just like you and me. But it is humbling when you see the challenges they faced. They overcame the competition from Neanderthals and made it through the Ice Age.
In fact, at the time, it wasn't at all inevitable that my ancestors, maybe yours, would have even survived. And it makes me wonder what would happen if today's Europeans were faced by such a harsh changing climate. But having taken this long view, we've seen how ingenious and adaptable we are as a species. And it gives me hope that we will be able to survive the changes of millennia to come.
And this story goes that these beings, with soaring imagination and laughing at the idea of boundaries and limitations, over time developed the languages of mathematics and science, became skilled technologists, developed mastery over gravity, and eventually flung themselves and their machines into the interplanetary space surrounding them.
I'd like to start, if I may, with Professor Hawking. How did the universe start? With a Big Bang?
We observe that distant galaxies are moving away from us. They must have been closer together in the past. It was the beginning of the universe and of time itself. Anything that happened before the Big Bang could not affect what happened after.
The poetry of the expanding universe, the poetry of the complexity of life. We're not normally equipped to understand, but science gives it. Science is opening your eyes to the wonderfulness of what's there. Science is opening your eyes to the poetry of the expanding universe.
To come to you, Carl Sagan, could you help me by putting into layman's terms what was involved with this Big Bang?
The early cosmos was everywhere white hot. But as time passed, the radiation expanded and cooled. Then little pockets of gas began to grow, steadily brightening. We call them the galaxies.
It was the beginning of the universe and of time itself. Anything that happened before the Big Bang could not affect what happened after.
The poetry of the expanding universe, the poetry of the complexity of life. We're not normally equipped to understand, but science gives it.
In the Big Bang, we had equal amounts of matter and antimatter. And as soon as these met each other, they annihilated together. And this battle played out whilst the universe expanded in its first minute of existence.
They annihilated together.
And this battle played out whilst the universe expanded in its first minute of existence.
It's not all that hard to detect the Big Bang. All you need to do is change the channel until you come between two stations. About 1% of the snow and noise comes from the Big Bang itself. We're all eavesdropping on the birth pangs of the cosmos.
It was the beginning of the universe and of time itself.
And this battle played out.
Science is opening your eyes to the poetry of the expanding universe.
And this battle played out whilst the universe expanded. In its first minute of existence.
It was the beginning of the universe and of time itself.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Can you go in your lab?
After he was brought down by charges that he paid a male prostitute for sex and crystal meth, Ted Haggard is facing new accusations from a former member of his church named Grant Haas, who says then-Pastor Haggard exposed himself in a hotel room.
I was shocked. I couldn't move.
Like, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't move. I'm like, this is really happening.
This is a young man who had been kicked out of Bible school, and he came to you and told you about his struggles with homosexuality.
Yes.
And he says you completely violated that trust. Is that true?
That is true.
What's it like to watch that?
It's very sad. It's embarrassing. I mean, I am a failure.
Take it down. Take it down. Some people call me Tarzan, some call me a creep. Step on my Adidas and I put you to sleep. Some people call me Tarzan, some call me a creep. Step on my Adidas and I put you to sleep. Take it down. Bring a rocket teddy bears, stopping traffic in every town. Burning up your stereo, turn it up and take it down. Take it down.
Get up, get up, get up.
Turn it up and take it down. Take it down.
Get up, get up, get up.
Turn it up and take it down. Some people call me Tarzan, some call me a creep. Step on my Adidas and I put you to sleep. Take it down. Step on my Adidas, step on my Adidas and I put you to sleep.
Take it down.
Step on my Adidas, step on my Adidas and I put you to sleep.
Take it down.
Bring a rocket teddy bears, stopping traffic in every town. Burning up your stereo, turn it up and take it down.
Take it down.
Bring a rocket teddy bears, stopping traffic in every town. Burning up your stereo, turn it up and take it down.
Step
on my Adidas, step and I put you to sleep.
Take it down.
Step on my Adidas, step on my Adidas and I put you to sleep.
Take it down.
Bring a rocket teddy bears, stopping traffic in every town. Burning up your stereo, turn it up and take it down.
Take it down.
Bring a rocket teddy bears, stopping traffic in every town. Burning up your stereo, turn it up and take it down.
Take it down. Get up, get up, get up.
Turn it up and take it down.
Get up, get up, get up.
Turn it up and take it down.
Take it down.
In slums, migrant worker camps, Indian reservations, wherever poverty is, that's where
they might be giants.
Is. Now, meet our guest.
Exterior man on lawn, alone at dawn.
Packed the typewriter and drove off in her car.
A battered automobile drives past state line sign.
And now I know that I'll rue the day I let her get away. I need a
combination dial quickly opening a large wall safe.
He wasn't so fine to my beginner's mind.
Motel the other man, severe refined.
But with that big talk, I should have seen the sign.
Woman enters and they embrace. He packs duct tape, rope,
and right on her he was fixing. Push me out. format, but like any other business, it's a standard that the writer gets used to. My scenes are cut out, I'm just on speakerphone. For exposition, I'm out here on my own. And as the night falls on this sleepy town, the iris closes down. I missed my close-up, I've got myself to blame.
Backing up a little bit before the last song we heard two tracks from Teddy Bears. They're from Sweden, big fan of Teddy Bears, and they have a brand new album that's just come out stateside called Devil's Music. I think it was actually out for quite a while in Europe before it finally dropped over Hurra, but it's finally out and you can pick it up and it's great. And those two songs we heard from it were Crystal Meth Christian featuring the Flaming Lips. Such an amazing song. I love Crystal Meth Christian. It's just like one of my favorite, it's definitely my favorite Teddy Bear song ever. And it's definitely the best one on the album. It's so good. I love Crystal Meth Christian. It might as well just be called the Ted Haggard song, right? It's so great. And Flaming Lips on there. I mean, you can't go wrong. So good. I think they have some new material coming out soon. So be on the lookout for that. And then the second thing we heard was Tech It Down featuring Rigo, or maybe it's Rigo or Rigo. I don't know. He's from Sweden. Not really familiar with his work, but he did well in that song. I thought it was enjoyable. And the whole album by Teddy Bear is pretty good stuff. So check out Devil's Music if you liked those cuts or some of the music I'm talking over on this here episode, because I'm talking over some stuff right now by the Teddy Bears. Okay, the song you just heard, though, right before I started talking was They Might Be Giants, the one, the only, Brooklyn's musical ambassadors of love with the song Protagonist. It's from their brand new album, Join Us, which just came out. And as always, when any new They Might Be Giants album comes out, I'm disappointed. Because that's what bands' biggest fans are when they release new albums, right? It's just always, it's inevitable. I'm I love They Might Be Giants too much. It's for my own good, for anything. It's just, it's a problem. But this new album, Join Us, it's I think the songs on it might be okay, but the production is pretty bad. I feel like the production just doesn't work. It sounds like too sterile or something and kind of tinny. I actually saw They Might Be Giants last week at the Apple Store, and they played for about an hour, and they played some songs off the new record, and they sounded a lot better live than they sound on the record, I think. So that gives me hope that maybe eventually one day they'll grow on me, or I'll hear them live enough times that I'll like the songs. But Protagonist, I thought, was a pretty good song, and it's also indicative of the fact that I think the better songs, really, on this new record are Flansburg songs, which normally the best songs are, you know, categorically the best They Might Be Giants songs are the Linnell songs, usually, with the Flansburg songs kind of being the occasional good songs. But I think on this album, I think Flansburg has a very strong showing, and Linnell, not so much. I mean, Can't Keep Johnny Down, I played a while ago, that song's really good, and that's Linnell, but you know, the album, whatever. I would say They Might Be Giants, they are playing, and this is, I am so excited, they are playing a live show a block from my apartment, like on the 29th, like just in a few days, and it's not just them, it's them, plus all these comedians, who are some of my favorite comedians, like Patton Oswalt, Todd Barry, Kristen Schaal, Eugene Merman, he's like emceeing the whole thing. It's going to be phenomenal, and it's free, and it's on the waterfront. I mean, you can't, it's going to be incredible. I encourage you to come, unless it's going to make it crowded. And then really, I just rather you stay home, because I want it all to myself. So yeah, that's something to look forward to if you live here in New York. Speaking of New York, how about Chibo Motto? That's right, Chibo Motto, the one, the only Japanese chick band based in New York, as I used to say. They broke up about a decade ago, but they've recently gotten back together and been playing a few shows, including one I saw last week, which was so exciting. It's so great to see these guys again. They did a great set, and they sound great, they look great, and they're hilarious. Like, they tell these stories about things, they talk to the crowd a bit, and they're so adorable and funny, and it's just like, such a charming experience to see Chibu Amado. So I thought I'd play a couple songs that are my favorites that they actually didn't play at the show. They didn't play either of these songs, which is funny because they're both, you know, kind of hits, I think. So here we go, Flowers and Working for Vacation, both off their final album called Stereotype A. And I say final, but at the show they played at least one new song, and they said they're working on new material and going to put it out. So in the future, expect some Chibu Amado on the show. But here we go, Chibu Amado with Flowers and Working for Vacation right now.
Than a thousand flowers.
Of course, news organizations themselves have no wish to be guessing. On the contrary, they like to be prepared. When Irving Berlin and Bob Hope died, the story was uncomplicated and the obituaries long since written. But what about young celebrities? The Associated Press has more than 1,000 of what it calls prepared obits, and not all of them are dedicated to geriatric luminaries. By what calculus does a news organization nominate 20-somethings for the journalistic equivalent of a death pool? Jesse Washington is entertainment editor of the Associated Press.
For me, anyway, it's a pretty simple two factors. How likely is the person to die, and how big a story is it going to be when they do? And the higher up the charts those two things go, the more likely we are to take someone to sign them the obit.
A few minutes ago, I saw a video of the British singer Amy Winehouse allegedly, apparently, smoking crack and otherwise under the influence of drugs and so forth. Has that incident put her on the AP's watch list?
Amy Winehouse has been on our radar for some time now, as far as obits go. So it didn't take that video for us to have that thought.
She come first. The other night I'm going out and pick her a new purse. One is a star, one works in a bar. She can smile when the two of them spar. One get-to-get-to, one fretty-fretty, and he won't drink no other milk. Too girly-girly, you just flash around the world, eh? Young man, you're too girly-girly, you just flash around the world, eh? One high-ty, high-ty, one fly-ty, fly-ty. Before he grows old, he wants one on the North Pole. One in the London, one in Japan, one in Scotland, one in Finland, one in Taiwan, one in Iran, one in Syria, one Tanzania, one in L.A., one in Australia, one in New York, one in Antigua, one Grenada, one in China, one in India, one Bolivia.
right back there, two songs from Blondie. New material from Blondie. That's right, she has a new album called Panic of Girls. It's just come out, I think, in Europe, but you can get it on import. It's kind of expensive. And then I'm sure they're going to release it here sooner or later. The two tracks we heard were Girly Girly and A Sunday Smile. Girly Girly, it sort of reminded me of the Cops theme song by Inner Circle.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
That's not actually the part. The credits part isn't the part that reminded me. It's more this part. Something about it reminds me of Girly Girly.
You chuck it on that one. You chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father.
Do you hear it at all? I don't know. Maybe I'm just insane, but I somehow heard it. And Inner Circle, incidentally, he also, one of the guys in Inner Circle, he died when he was 27. Much like Amy Winehouse, part of the 27 Club, as they say. Mysterious, that. Okay, after Girly Girly, we heard A Sunday Smile, and that was a cover of a Beirut song. And it's not just any cover, it's actually a cover of Beirut on which Zach Condon of Beirut played. That's right, Beirut helping Blondie cover themselves with A Sunday Smile, and I love that version. I like it even more than the Beirut version, which is pretty good, but the Blondie, she adds a little something. Must be something about that 66-year-old Debbie Harry. 66! Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Okay. Yeah, Blondie, pretty good stuff. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head from New Jersey, they're called Real Estate. I think they might live in Brooklyn, but they're from New Jersey. I saw them Saturday night at Celebrate Brooklyn at just an incredible performance. You can't go wrong with Celebrate Brooklyn, first of all. That is just an amazing venue, and the sound is always great, and they have great programming. It's always really good stuff that they have at Celebrate Brooklyn, and the food is good with the Farm on Adderley doing the food for the shows. It's great. Can't go wrong. And Real Estate definitely didn't go wrong. They played a great set, including this song. It's their first single off their forthcoming album called Days, which I don't know when it comes out, but it's going to be good, I bet. Because, you know, Real Estate, what they do, they basically have this thing that they do really well, and then they just do it over and over again. They don't really reach too far out of their comfort zone, or at least they haven't, with their debut and this new song, which sounds really a whole lot like other stuff by them. But it's great. I love it. You can't go wrong. So here we go. It's Real is the name of the single, and it's going to be on their forthcoming album, Days. Here it is, Real Estate with It's Real, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Glow in the Dark and Sisum Slived, both by Teddy Bears. I also talked over Unfashionable Chime by the one, the only, Frank LaCrasto. Huge fan of Frank LaCrasto. You gotta pick up his album El Dorado if you haven't picked it up. It's really good. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at soundsofmyhead.com. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Become a fan in Facebook, or best of all, just tune in again in 2 weeks on August 8th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.